The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 11, 1976, in Tehran, Iran.
In another place, Krishna said that Matta Smriti Jnanam Apohanam. It cannot be independent. The Kama Hetu Kama, the man and the woman, lusty desire, that also coming from Krishna. We cannot finish the subject matter as simply Kama Hetu Kama. Where from is Kama came? Krishna answers that. Matta sarvagrama. What is that? Sarvasya chahuri di sannishtya. Matta smriti jnanam apo. Krishna is situated in both the boys and the girls' heart. So Krishna is giving, he wanted to enjoy, now here is opportunity, to take it. Then Krishna becomes boy. Matsav, Sriti Jnana, Matsriti, he wanted young man, here he, young and a young boy, here he. Matsav, Sriti. Therefore he is Sarvakaranakara. Ishara, Paramakrishna, Satyadananda Vigraha, Anadidhaji Guru, Sarvakaranakara. So even if you say, Himanna Kama Hegata, you still you have to accept God. There is no escape.
They say the material universe is causeless.
And material universe is caused by you.
They say that is causeless, there's nothing beyond it.
No, how it can be? Material. Suppose matter, now this food, is that matter, where from it has come?
Well, the bed.
No, not well, first of all, study this. Where from the food has come?
From a tree.
Yes, so where from the tree has come?
From the ground.
That's all.
So the material elements are already
bija, there. Bija hamsara bhutana. If you sow the seed, they will come out the tree, and from the tree there will be big trunk, and you cut the tree, they will get.
That's all right, that's agreed.
But that is here, that is intelligence, that what from the tree has come.
But this has been going on internally.
But the material elements are there, and they just evolve into different shapes and forms.
Internally. That's all right, but the origin, creation is there.
No, no, it's internally been going on.
Eternally is going on, but the process is here. Eternally his man is born. That does not mean you are not born by your father. You deny your father, eternally born. You must have particular knowledge.
The whole thing is self.
Don't talk like that. Eternally is here, eternally father gives birth, that's a fact. But there must be father. Eternally father is giving birth to a child, that's a fact. Eternally, birth is going on, that does not mean denying the father. Anything wrong that is going on eternally, there is no problem. Nature's law is going on eternally. That is the fact.
But if the material elements are there, and they're
we are talking of the process. Things are going on eternally, there is no doubt about it. The process is also eternal, but you have to study the process.
That's their argument, that the process is just happening by itself. There's no father. That, they say the process is that the elements are just there.
And there's no father. He has no father. That's when we stop him. He has no father. Immediately beat him with shoes. The rascal you are talking, you have got your father, not yet.
But
it's not beat him with shoes. He is on his mouth.
They say for plants, there's ground is necessary, water is necessary, seed is necessary,
yeah,
air is necessary. So why is it that there is only one God?
If only one, everything is coming.
Why isn't they coming from several sources then? Instead of one source, why not several sources?
That he has no intelligence. That the government has so many departments. But the original is the king. The departments are only facilities for functions. But the origin is the king, God. Because there is a department, there is no king. This is rascal. They are rascals. Simply rascals. There is no solid argument against. So much percentage of hydrogen mixed together becomes water. So that we have to demonstratively, laboratory, create water by mixing of oxygen like that. So that is science. But if you simply theorize, and when I say that you now practically prove, you say, well, millions of years, that is no. There is no sign. There is no sign. Observation and experiment. Simply observing is not sign. I am observing this chemical is being combined. Then it can be. First of all, observation. But finally, who put into what is called experiment and practical is then. They say that life is generated by combination of chemicals. So, now show me by experiment. Then it is done. Otherwise it is not. These things are going on like this. They have suggested that life is combination of chemicals. But when you ask them, show it by experiment, they wait for millions. This is not. This is a scam. It is just like post-dated check. If I give you a check, 300 years dated back, will you accept? $1 million, but the date is 23, not 1900, 1900, but 2300. Will you accept that check? I can say, by that time I'll get this money and deposit the bank to take this check. Will you accept it?
Well, it's better to take that check than no check.
A foolish rascal will accept it. Rascal number one. Who can accept that check? We are not there. It's proof that you are rascal number one. It is better to have a check. It is better to have a phone check. Let's see, these rascals. They prefer to be cheated. This is the thing. Therefore, these rascals get grounded. Because there are so many fools and rascals. They will accept this thing. And they are born cheating. Post their victims.
The scientists are saying, we are going to find out.
That's how like that is post their victims. That I am explaining. For you to understand it.
But the religionists, they say, we don't know.
No, you do not say about religion. You are talking of science. It will take 3 millions of years to understand religion for these rascals. They are now animals. Religion is not so easy thing to be understood by cats and dogs. Religion is meant for the human being. In the human society there is religion. Not in the society of the cats and dogs. If they do not understand, religion means they are cats and dogs. They are not human beings. Human beings is the Prasada Brahmajitra. To inquire of the nature of God. That is it. Other cats and dogs.
So why we are so involved in the material world that most of the human beings don't have?
They are being misled by misleaders. That is misleaders.
Yes, but why God, they don't see.
But they see, they are suffering, but they have no eyes to see. They are being trapped both ways and kicked in tools, but they have no eyes to see. Why not? There is so much trouble, so many problems. That you cannot drive him on the street. We wanted to see some house because the street is so congested we have to wait 3 days.
Yes.
And still I am thinking that I am making problems. This is rascal.
Yes, that's right. But,
not yet. First of all, understand your rascal then. You have created such a situation that to go to a place 2 miles away from my place, that's the way to keep it. And we are taking it as progress. This is us. But what is inconvenient, we are taking it as far. To go to a place 2 miles away, it takes 10 minutes, or say 20 minutes. Now we have to wait 2 days. And we're taking it as promised. This is called Maya. Maya means what is not. It is not progress, but we are taking it as promised. Degrees we are taking as promised. This is called Maya. What do you say, Nandanen?
I think her question is, this God's plan or our plan?
It is not God's plan. It is your plan. Your plan, whatever you make, it will cause inconvenience. And if you follow God's plan, it will make progress. Where is the Bhagavad Gita? It is said by Krishna that you make motor cars like this. Yes, sir.
They get a bit confused because God has this, like that man last night was saying, not even a blade of grass can move without God's sanction.
Yeah,
they think because God's sanction.
That is how so many times explained. Just like a child wants to do something. That father says, don't do it. I've said several times. Reluctantly, all right. I've given this example of my practical experience. In 1925 or 26, when my son was 2 years old, there was a table fan. I would like to touch it. I said, no, don't touch it. They said, so, but it's a child, it again tried to touch it. So there was a friend, he said, just slow the speed and let him touch. So I did it, slow the speed, and he touched the tongue. Then he will not touch. You see? So this sanction was given touching, relaxant. Now he gets experience. When I ask him, touch again? No. So this sanction. All of us will come to this material world. It is like that. Relaxant. Therefore God comes again to inform these rascals that now you have tried so much. Better give up, please come to me again. Karudharma Antarasthariyama. Sanction was given suddenly. And he has experienced very bitter, but he still is. This is all. Job's mentality. The father has come. Personally. Now we have experimented everything. Pamro, gang, joke, this, that, all nonsense. Now I say, it is said, most confidential, Sarbhaguya law. It better give up this job. surrender to me, come back to me. The sanction was there suddenly. Without sanction they cannot be. God created this. That is sanction. He wanted material world to enjoy. All right, do it. Here is material world. Then, as much petrol as you like, and drive motor car, and create accident. Go, go on. But now, I'll give you a good advice. Let's give up this business. Come back to me. This is reluctance. Is an example. I did not like that child to touch the car, but he would insist. All right, make an exchange. And when he got the experience, next I ask him, now do it? No. This is good. The sanction, without sanction, there is no possibility. Hatta smriti jnanam abhuvanam. That is matta from me. But he's insisting. So therefore, sanction. All right, let me experience. That independence God never touched. He has not independence. Yate-chasita-thakti. So he is creating problem. But still, Krishna coming. So you have created simply problem. What you have gained? Better give up this all nonsense. Come. This is just instruction of everyone. So those are their interests, they are taking up. And those that still remain, that's them, they are going on. That is our child. If you want to be intelligent, then that's them. Practically, what we have gained by this so-called material advancement. They create a problem, different problems, that's all. But still, we think there is this problem. And this is without God's sanction, we cannot do anything, that's a fact. But what kind of sanction it is? That you have done. God is creator, God is giving, sanction giving, everything is God. Otherwise, how is God? But he has to do. There's a story like that the thief is praying to God, my Lord, give me the chance, I can make some stealing in that house. And the house owner also praying to God, my Lord, please save my house, my things may not be stolen. Now God has to adjust. God has to please the thief and the house owner. And both of them are there. So God has no intelligence, he can do this. He can give the sanction to the thief and he can give protection to the house owner. That is God's meaning. Because both are doing prayer. Pray, give me the facility. And Ishara Sarva-Bhutara Amitreshwar-Protishtha, and he is situated in everyone's heart. And there are so many petitions. And he has to deal with it. And that is God. Hare.
But then sometimes things happen, people don't want family.
Sometimes that is their business. They want and they don't want, that's all. Two business. Because their mind is not fixed up, therefore two business. Don't do it, do it. There is no third business. Two things. Do it, don't do it. That's all. Sometimes we accept it. Do it, and again rejecting. No, no, sorry. This is material world. Do it and don't do it. And things are becoming implicated. Sankalpa vikalpa. So he has to fix that. It's mine. I have done so much, don't do it and do it. Now I shall decide to do only one Krishna says, that is it. I shall give up this business, don't do it and do it. But I simply do what Krishna says. Krishna says, yes. Now I do. What you say, I do. That is what I do. Otherwise he continues, don't do it and do it. Don't do it and do it. And Krishna will give you that way. Do it. And don't do it. Unless he comes to the original consciousness. Krishna has to give you sanction. Yes, please. Yes, do not do it. What can be done? But he says, they give up this business, don't do it and do it. Simply do what I say. Then you. So unless we agree to that point, we have to continue this material life, life after life, and suffer. Material body means suffering. Either in the human body or animal body, or tree body, or any body, suffers. Prasadu manne jato aapano yam hatanna ki kre sadayata deha. Parāma-vastāva-sabodhi-jāto jāvanna-jikyāna-satavāna-sattva-sattva. So long one does not inquire about his spiritual position, he will have to accept this material body and suffer. This is the law of nature. So therefore our business is how to stop accepting this material. That is our business. Tattādeham punarjanmanaiti māmi. So that is our business. How to stop accepting this material. So that is our business. Karma gyan jo, he'll have to accept material body. Mean a better body he may. Better or bad, worse. Whatever body you accept, you have to suffer.
Sankalpa vikalpa is there as long as we have our independence, though. Even as devotees, that accepting and rejecting, that is there even in devotees.
A devotee is, because a non-devotee has become a devotee. He is practicing how to simply accept Krishna's order. But by his previous habit, he is still engaged in do it and do not. That is his previous habit. Just like this fan is running, you take out the switch, the current is stopped, but it's still running. At least 3-4 rounds. So similarly, if you have taken to the preconsciousness, your that current of do it or do not is stopped. Because you have agreed to do only what Krishna says. If you have actually decided life, then you are free. There is no more current of do it or not do it. But because you are habituated in your past life, to this do it at the... Sometimes it is found. But that is, therefore Krishna says, Abhinesa durachara bhajate mamaranyam sadhuriyo satsad bhodi dharma. He has got little practice of this nonsense faith. But if he takes to Krishna consciousness, everything is doctrine. That is the only remedy. So, devotee means he has taken vow before the spiritual master, before the fire, before. If he sticks to his principle, then he's free. Even though some bad habit found due to his past behavior, that he is gone. But he must stick. But the Dhrima Ananda, that must continue. His consciousness must continue. Everything will be corrected. And if there is slackness in Krishna consciousness, then again you fall. That I was telling this morning, that if you have determination, Maya will be put forward, so many impediments. And with all suffering, if we remain determined in Krishna consciousness, then language. Man is habituated to smoke. He has given up. He has promised no more smoking, just like our students. Now he is put among some friends that are smoking, but he has bad habit. He is thinking, why not smoke? And he declares, offer, and this man, we are going to see your spiritual master. Yes. That is possible. But if he comes to his sense again, so what I have done? It depends. I promise it. Before my spiritual master, before Lord, before Father, I am doing this. That repentance will help. And if he thinks that I am doing it, my spiritual master is not here, let me call to him. Then he sees. If he repents for the wrong he has done, then he is excused. Otherwise, he is killed.
Is there any limit to the number of chances that he has?
Is there any limit
to the number of chances?
Yeah, there is a limit once, twice, thrice. If you met four times, then you will be extricated, cheating.
But aren't there fallen, sinful people who are still...
Fallen, sinful people, if you want to remain fallen, sinful, then who can help you? It is up to you. Krishna says, Sarvadharman paristhaye mamekam sarvam. And if you want to remain fallen, no, I do it, go on. So remain. What is the objection of Krishna? What? You are suffering, go on suffering. I give you the suggestion, you do it. If you do it, you become free. But if you want to continue, continue, it is your business. Go on suffering. Why you make Krishna responsible? You are responsible for your own activity.
Say if someone has no shame.
Yes, shameless. Dukan kata in Bengali. So, if you want to continue, then continue. The facility is already given there, the material world is there. Go on, continue. But if you want to stop it, if you are conscious of the material position, dukkhara vasasasana, then you have to stop it. it's as usual, say, Jate Chalti Prasad. But very glad to tell you, if you like to suffer, go on suffering. Because it is your business.
Unless one is giving Krishna's instruction, he is forced to go on.
Yes, miser. Maybe this are going away. You cannot do anything but without knowledge of Krishna. Krishna is there. Maya is there. They'll take care. Krishna's agent Maya will take care of you. You have to be taken care, either by Maya or by Krishna. If you agree to be taken care by Krishna, then you are happy. And if you don't agree, you will be taken care by Maya. So go on suffering. In either case, you are not independent. They eat the jagar of you, oh my God. That verse is very important. The text is a fact. I know that much.
What's that?
It is the last one. Yesterday is the last
one. Who was chapter? I know this one. The one about now do as you wish.
Yes.
That liberty is all right there.
Yes. Iti te gyanam.
Iti te gyanam.
Duya duya taram maya. Vimrish yaita ashetana. Yatei shasi tatakuru. That I have explained to you the most confidential of all knowledge. Deliberate on this fully and then do what you wish to do.
But you are doing this. Deliver it. All the points I have told you. Now if you like to surrender unto me, if you don't like to do whatever. Let it tell you the path. This is God. He doesn't touch any of liberty, his little liberty given to you. Doesn't. He gives you the right information, right instruction. Now you isn't they gyanam?
Is he saying gyanam? Akhyatam.
Akhyatam.
Guya guya taramaya.
Guya guya taramaya.
Vimrishya.
Now don't think of it. Not that blindly accept. You consider, make your deliverance, and then you do what it is like. This freedom is new. What is wrong there? This is the jnanam akhyatam. I'll explain to you all kinds of different types of knowledge. And ultimately, guhyatanam, the most confidence and knowledge. I have spoken to you that you surrender to me. Now you deliver it on this part very nicely. And then Bhimishka, then after full consideration, do whatever you like. Is everything up to you? There is no force. If you want to remain in this material world, remain here, suffer life after life. Otherwise, you come to me. That is your choice. Yudhyatyana nivartante saddhamam paramam. Mamapita kaunti ya dukkhara ya vasasi. From Nagnivanti Mahatma. And the ding parama. Everything is there. He said very emphatically, Bhimishka, just deliberately, consider it. By full consideration, then desire. You are quite at liberty to do whatever you like. I have spoken everything. This is your position, this is God's position. There is no force. God can force, but there is no force.
Deliberation means to study your
works. Huh? Everyone has got deliberating power. You go to purchase 1 2-cent worth of lozenges, you still will see three qualities of it. But it is worth only 2 cents. But it still you see which one is better, which one is better. That power is there.
You say here in the purport, before surrendering, one is free to deliberate on this subject as far as the intelligence goes.
Yes. So about your intelligence. God has given you intelligence. Now deliver it. But if you, a devotee, without using my intelligence, I surrender. Immediately become the greatest Mahatma. If you simply believe in Krishna, what my nonsense intelligence? What Krishna says I shall do. Bad. And if you think still that I am more intelligent than Krishna, let me deliver it and consider. Then you will understand. You cannot be more intelligent than Krishna. He says Sarvadhan Mantra Satya. You take it. That is real intelligence. That is real intelligence. That's like obedience. My father says to do it. All right, I shall take it. Although it does not appeal to me. That is good. Natural guardian, father. His son understands, hey, mother, my father or mother, whatever they will say, it is purely for my good. They cannot be cheated. So intelligent son will say, yes, my father says, I will. Never mind, he does not appeal to me. That is intelligent, real intelligent. Because I am immature. My father knows my goal. He says, my dear son, do it if you like. I will do it. That's all. Without any argument. And that is real intent. But the father gave the freedom and delivered. But it is my duty, when father says, what is delivery, sir? I like it. I deliver it. And if you do not do it, then you come to that formula. Namah Vishkita Namura Prabhadante Noha. God offers, but the rest says, Vishkita Namura Narahava, I will not do it. Then suffer. Go on, continue, suffer. The next life he becomes dog, the ear is there. But he will not be able to hear Lord Krishna say, that chance is finished. This is why. The dog has ear, big ear, bigger than this. But he cannot hear what Krishna says. That is not good. But this life I have got this ear, I can hear if I don't take chance. Then how much foolish I am. Next life, Tathade Hantar Prati, I'll get next life, next birth. Now, it is not necessarily that I'll get the next life also the same year. No, no, no. The year may be different. The eyes may be different. The eyes are there, ears are there, nose are, but it is different. So long we have got these eyes, these ears, these nose, it will end the problem. That is Krishna consciousness. Janame janame sabe pitamata paaye, Krishna guru nahi mile bhajo bhaji. Every birth you get a father mother. Because without father mother there is no question of birth. But not in every birth you will get Krishna and Guru. That is in this world. Birth he can have. But to have Krishna and Guru, that is this world. So it will have this world. Proper. Janame janame sabe pitamata paaye. Krishna Guru nahi mile bhari bhari. Very nice. That chance will not get. You'll get body, you'll get eyes, you'll get ear, you'll get father, you'll get mother, you'll get food, you'll get sex, you'll get defense, everything you'll get. Tathāve āntaro. But not this chance, Krishna Guru Nani. You'll not get Krishna and Guru. Really? How nice verse it is. Everything you will get. But you will not get this. How nice it is. Tathade hantara prapti. Another body you will get. Another body you will get. Maybe you will get all bodily faculties. There is no scarcity between this body and that. But only scarcity is that in other body he will not get Krishna and Guru. You have to remember.
In Sri Bhagavatam, once in every structure of the universe, that every living entity gets an opportunity to have Guru and Krishna, very, very nice situation.
Yes. That I am speaking. That this is the only chance of Krishna Guru. And if he neglects this chance, then Kanu is Satodhika. What is the loss more than that? You are thinking, calculating loss and gain. Just imagine what is the loss by misusing the human form. want to spoil this life under the influence of misleaders, you can do it. But if you prefer to take the sense of following leadership of Krishna, then Mavekam Sarangana. Accept my leader. Mavekam. Ekam. Then in life is successful. Ram Prakarma Papi Bhama Kushara. Have you been protection? Stolen. See, we don't take this opportunity. Then we are cutting our own throat. Do it, you can do it. Who can save it?
You have said it's like two airplanes. If the airplane is in trouble, no other airplane can help.
Uh-huh.
You have said it's
like... The Lord can help. Other airplanes can help. God likes, you can save it.
You were saying that if one is intelligent, it can just accept the father's instruction and know that it will be good. But most people have such a bad experience that every time they've accepted the instruction, they've just been cheated. That they're a little slow to...
What is it?
What is the knowledge?
Is it cheating? What is it?
Yeah. Just you were saying that by intelligence, one can just accept what the father says will be good for him and he will do it. But most people have such a bad experience in the material world, they get cheated so often.
That is his misfortune, if the father is cheating him. So, that means he's most unfortunate. Father is not expected to cheat the son. But if he is cheated by the father, then he must accept himself as the most unfortunate teacher in the world. Then there is no help. Because he is so unfortunate that he is under the care of a cheater father. Then what can be done? Nobody expects the father will cheat. And nowadays it is funny. Mother is cheating, mother is killing, father is cheating. Then this is telling you.
Srila Prabhupada, it seems as though in the modern scientific idea, and that so-called scientific idea, is that everyone should have his own individual intelligence, develop himself.
That Krishna should be allowing. That is Krishna Thakuru, deliverer. Krishna is giving you. Krishna is accepting that you have got your own intelligence.
But I mean rebelliousness.
Huh?
Everyone should...
So whatever you like, you can do. Krishna says that you have got an intelligence. You consider. I have spoken to you. Now use your intelligence and do whatever you like. Krishna does not deny your intelligence.
But, I mean...
There is no meaning. You have got your intelligence.
The training is not...
That is a training. You take Krishna's training. If you don't train, then you remain in your own training. Krishna is training you. He says, but if you don't take his training, then you remain in your own training. Who objects? Remain erected. Who objects? Continue to be erected. What can you do? That Gatheshati Tathakuru is already said. You use your intelligence. If you prefer to remain rascal, remain. Krishna does not say that, don't use the intelligence. What does he say? But if you are actually intelligent, then you will think that who can be more intelligent than Krishna? Let me take him. That is real intelligence. Why shall I use my teeny intelligence? That is real intelligence.
Krishna was speaking to Arjuna, and Arjuna had real intelligence. But nowadays, if someone tries to consider Krishna's instructions and deliberate fully and make some decision, he always makes the wrong decision.
No, that's what he has to accept spiritual master to guide him. It's like he simply by reading books, you do not become educated. You go to school and read before the teacher. Then you will understand. You cannot become a medical man by purchasing books from the market and reading at home. You must go to the medical college. Sabhigyana Atam Saha Guru Mahima Vigache. Not only reading, but you go to the person who is actually realizing. Sadvidhi, Panipatena, Parikrishnena, Seva. Everything is there. You cannot understand individually. That is not possible. If you are extraordinarily intelligent, you can do that. That is exception. But ordinarily, it is not possible. Therefore, the spiritual master is there, he will guide you.